we're in Estonia, I should say. We're in Tallinn, Estonia, for this conference that we're at. And I've just done a speech in which I've talked about I've talked about the idea that we're becoming genetically less healthy, genetically less intelligent. And in the book I did a while ago with Michael Woodley of Mani, we estimated the rate of decline. But since then, more fine-grained data has come to light with molecular and stuff. So can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes. So historically, of course, when you were trying to estimate the speed of they began with studying children in school and asking them how many siblings they had, since this was the only kind of data they could easily get a lot of children from representative social classes, and you ask them how many children. So you're using the child's tested score in school as a proxy for the parental intelligence, and as the number of siblings is the fertility of the parents. And that there were some old early studies with this large samples, and they find some small negative correlations and signaling. And later then they started doing actual...
Isn't that a serious problem though? Because the most intelligent aren't going to have kids at school at all, are they?
Yeah, like... that is one problem with this method. Obviously, the people who have no children at all clearly do not have children who attend school and thus are missed out from this method. This results in a problem. So later they started doing the more appropriate approach, where you actually test adults and you test them later in life, so they're done reproducing, at least the women are. And the men are mostly done reproducing at, say, age 50, around this age. And you count up how many children they have, or based on self-report, whatever the case. You observe a slight negative correlation, usually around minus 0.1 correlation. And based on this, you can do some assumptions based on the average length of the generation, this sort of thing. And that will then you can convert that based also with some heritability estimates. You can get the IQ decline per decade or per 100 years. And these old results then, you know, that was everything everybody had for...
The research in Iceland yes. by Kong et al, which was published in 2018, I think it was.
Something like that.
And they estimated a very low level of... But that was because, that was partly because they estimated a very low level of heritability. Yes. They estimated a heritability of something like 0.3, whereas the heritability tends to be more like 0.7, 0.8. So, but you're saying that the estimate that we came up with in that book of about 1.5 points per decade is too high?
It might be too high. It's difficult to say. So there's the Kong study, and there's also the UK Biobank one that came out recently. I believe it's... Oh, I don't know, this guy. So they looked in the UK Biobank, which is a very large British data set of some people who are 55 on average or so mostly done reproducing. They have all genetic data on them, and they have the number of children. And so there, you can also do the same, calculate the polygenic scores, and see how much they really go down per time. And then, of course, since the polygenic scores are an imperfect approximation of the true genetics of intelligence or education or health, and you can still see how much they change, but you know this what you see is too low because you're not seeing the full heritability with the polygenic scores, meaning that you have to do some kind of correction. And doing the correction, of course, you have to assume some level of heritability that you're not seeing with the polygenic score, and depending on how you do these corrections, you may get different values. And the other problem with these kind of studies is, of course, it's not done between siblings. And we know that the polygenic scores, especially the ones for education, have some bias that they're
when
not...
When we say, can I interrupt? When we say, I've had some people that have insisted that there are no genes for intelligence, and anyone that says so is lying. So what we're dealing with here is things that correlate with intelligence, right?
Yes.
So it's education, ability, and...
Yeah, you can do a GWAS specifically for intelligence, but since there are fewer data sets that measure intelligence directly, it's a bit difficult to find...
So then you've got to correlate, what's the intelligence correlation with education, whatever, 0.5 or something? And
something
then,
like that.
So then we're getting quite complicated.
Yeah, it's a bit complicated. Like you have to correct for the polygenic score, you're using the one for the wrong trait, but they do correlate genetically 0.7 or something like this, a bit larger than the phenotype one. So you have to also correct for the missing heritability, blah, blah, which, so summa summarum, it gives you a quite wide possible interval of how fast it's going. That is.
So how fast is it going?
Yeah.
Chaps, if you enjoyed that clip show, then you can see the entire video on my Substack. Link is in the description.